This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between 7th and 30th of November. The counting for all five states will take place on 3rd of December. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for these five states today. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on the 7th of next month and the notification will be issued on 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to poll in two phases on 7th and 17th of November and notification will be issued on the 13th of this month for the first phase and on 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on the 17th November and notification will be issued on 21st of October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd of November, for which notification will be issued on the 30th of October. The voting for the Telangana Assembly will be held on 30th of November, while notification will be issued on the 3rd of November. The Election Commission has also announced by-election to one assembly constituency in Nagaland to be held on 7th of November. The 43 Tapi Assembly Constituency ST under Mon District fell vacant after the demise of sitting MLA Noke Wang Nao on the 28th of August. BJP today announced the names of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budni seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. The party also released its first list of 41 candidates for the Rajasthan assembly polls. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajvardhan Singh Rathore is to contest from Jhotwara and Diya Kumari from Vidyadhar Nagar. The party has declared another list of 64 candidates for the upcoming elections in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. A wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation was in the agenda, including trade and investment and defense and maritime security. Addressing the joint media briefing with the President of Tanzania following the talks, Mr. Modi said, India and Tanzania are working on an agreement to increase trade in local currencies. He said, India and Tanzania have agreed on a 5-year roadmap to significantly expand defense cooperation. The two countries inked 6 MOUs providing for cooperation in the digital domain, culture, sports, maritime industries and white shipping information sharing. In Sikkim, death toll from flash floods has reached 34, including 10 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. Troops of Trishakti Corps of Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege of Gaza. Mr. Gallant said the new measures will cut electricity and include a ban on admitting food and fuel. The death toll has surged above 1,100 with more than 1,23,000 people displaced in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Gaza's health ministry said 511 people have been killed and 2,750 injured as a result of Israeli missile strikes on the Gaza Strip since Saturday. The U.S. government has confirmed 9 of its citizens have been killed in Israel. As per media reports, over 10 British citizens are feared dead. Allegedly, 10 Nepali nationals were also killed and 4 Nepalese were wounded in the attack by Hamas. Professor Claudia Goldin has won the 2023 Nobel Economics Prize for her comprehensive research on women's contribution to the labour market. Making the announcement today, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said that the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences 2023, officially known as the Sveier Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences, has been awarded to American economist Claudia Goldin. In cricket, New Zealand has set a target of 323 runs for Netherlands in league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad. Put into bat, New Zealand posted 322 for 7 in stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, Netherlands won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.